This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Congress reaches a deal to avoid a government shutdown. Wait till you hear what's in it.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The government probably won't shut down for now. Today, lawmakers are likely to approve a package that emerged late yesterday that'll keep the government running and put Washington on a path to extend the payroll tax cut. For more, we're joined live now from Washington by Marketplace's Scott Tong. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what's in this deal?
It's kind of two deals. As far as averting the shutdown, the two parties agreed on a $1 trillion spending bill for the next 9 months. It keeps Social Security checks going, it keeps the Pentagon going, and it gives tens of billions of dollars for the ongoing war in Afghanistan. What had held it up is a separate spat over a cut in the payroll taxes that all of us employees pay. So now they're on the verge of a short-term deal on that, to extend the tax cut, to extend unemployment benefits, at least for 2 months. So it seems the big horse trading is done, but as always, they tacked on a couple items to make enough people happy.
The old tack on some unrelated stuff into a bill that has to pass to keep the government running trick. So what's in there, Scott?
Well, they added to the Christmas tree, as they call it, an item on those light bulb standards you might have heard about. Big ideological fight that Republican leaders have won for now. 4 years ago, President Bush signed an energy bill requiring light bulbs to be more efficient. It doesn't ban the old school incandescents, but companies have to sell the better ones, and they're already on the market. Manufacturers like Philips support all this. But a lot of politicians on the right argue that this undercuts consumer choice. So today's bill gives no money to the government to enforce this item. And right now, industry says this is going to be a mess. The law is still on the books. There's no funding to implement it, so they have to sort it out.
So maybe we keep our incandescence for a little bit longer. Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks.
All right.
Well, amid all the wrangling over the spending bill and the payroll tax cut and light bulbs, there was this strangely bipartisan proposal to reform Medicare. It came yesterday from Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. The thing is, right now doesn't really seem like the best time to launch a major legislative proposal on such a controversial issue. So why did they do it? Here's our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale.
The Wyden-Ryan proposal would offer seniors the option of getting their medical services from the government or from private insurance plans. But the lawmakers aren't introducing any legislation. Congressional scholar Thomas Mann at the Brookings Institution says the two sponsors are looking beyond legislative gridlock.
The only conceivable reason is to shape the way in which Medicare is a part of the 2012 election campaign.
So why put a proposal on the table so early? The Urban Institute's Judy Fader says Representative Ryan wants to repair the political shellacking his earlier proposal to privatize Medicare received.
He is proposing something kinder and gentler than what he's had on the table in order to win over the millions of people he's scared with his original proposal.
Some political strategy experts say the Medicare reformers could have picked a better week to make a splash with their idea. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up almost 1% in Singapore and a fraction of 1% higher across Europe right now. But Research in Motion, which makes the BlackBerry, is not looking so great this morning after reporting a big drop in quarterly profit last night and announcing its overhauled smartphones won't be available until late next year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dialed up 45 points to close at 11,868.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
At least 10 million homeowners in the U.S. are still underwater on their mortgages. They owe more than the house is worth. That's the latest figure from RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosure filings. And those underwater homes are keeping millions of Americans from moving, even if they have work in another city. Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell says this is also impacting retirees. And he joins us now to explain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So why would retirees be affected by a weak housing market?
Well, the retirees are no different than everyone else. They're aging in place. There's not a big migration from the snow belt to the sun belt anymore. But here's the thing, Jeremy. I know it sounds crazy, but when the economy recovers, and yes, the economy will recover someday, and when the housing market improves, retirees are still not going to move to the sun belt the way they used to, say, in the 60s and the 70s.
Why not, Chris? I mean, has Arizona lost its sunny sparkle that brings them down there, or Florida?
No, the sun still comes up. It's still nice and warm. Everyone now realizes that they need to work well into the traditional retirement years. You know, work longer, earn an income, delay taking Social Security. Well, scholarly research shows that about 50% of our jobs come from our networks, informal networks, family, friends, colleagues, former bosses. And so if you move from the snow belt to the sun belt, or you move hundreds of miles away, you're leaving your network behind, and it's that much harder to get a job.
Well, if more and more people are going to stay in the snow belt, as you say, does that mean that we need to start thinking differently about how we plan for retirement?
Oh, we really do. I mean, so much of the discussion about retirement is stocks and bonds and asset allocation. Look, if we're going to be working longer into retirement, here are the investments that really matter: skill, education, health, and finally, and most importantly, your network. So the biggest investment that people can be making is nurturing their network where they are today and age in place and continue to work longer.
Although it'll be a little bit colder, I guess. Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And finally, to a new survey of Facebook users in the UK that finds they were under the influence of alcohol in 76% of their Facebook photos. More than half of those surveyed by MyMemory.com said they wouldn't want their coworkers to see their pictures, but two-thirds of them say they have posted embarrassing photos of their friends. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.